100 Pixels to the Right by Jedusor, read by Hananobira. Biddy serves up two plates of pie and says, "So tell me about yourself, Johnson. Do you have a first name?" "Nah, not yet," says Johnson. He's willing to bet that a few weeks ago the kid would have asked questions, but having since spent a few panels with Shitty, he seems to have built up some tolerance for the weirdness of the Samwell men's hockey team. That's good. If he can't tolerate weirdness, he won't fit in, and then people will lose interest, and updates will slow down until they all eventually get abandoned in favor of schoolwork and playwriting. "You know, it's funny," says Biddy. "You live here, but I've barely seen you around at all." "I show up, like, in the background sometimes," says Johnson. "I'm not usually necessary." "Oh, that's not true," Biddy protests. "The goalie is the most important person on the team." Johnson shrugs. "Yeah, but the rink scenes are usually focused on you forward dudes, so it wouldn't make sense to show much of our zone. It's okay. I know I'm a decent goalie. Like, I must be, given how deep we go in the playoffs this season." Biddy blinks. "Oops," says Johnson. "Spoiler." Johnson finds Biddy sobbing in the bathroom. He steps in to lay a comforting hand on the poor kid's shoulder, because other people's pain still exists when you aren't looking at it.
"I'm sorry," Biddy sniffles. "I'm still having a hard time with body checking, and Betsy's acting up, and Jack doesn't like me, and I don't know, I'm just really overwhelmed right now."
Johnson gives him a hug, because he looks like he needs one, and nobody else is gonna. He wants to tell Biddy that he'll get better with contact eventually, and that Dex will fix Betsy, and that Jack is just about as far from hating him as it's possible to be without breaking down and proposing in the middle of the quad. But that would ruin everything for everyone, so he just says, "Hang in there, Biddy buddy. Shit gets rough sometimes, but it gets better, too. We got too many bright colors and big anime eyes around here to be an unhappy ending kind of story, bro." Biddy wipes his eyes. "Thanks, Johnson. I don't really understand what that means, but I appreciate the sentiment." "No worries," says Johnson. There's really only room for one character who knows what's going on, and it has to be a minor character. If the main character were as self-aware as he is, the story would get way too meta. Biddy comes out to Johnson in the house kitchen after baking 4 pies in a row. Biddy bakes when he's nervous, but he also bakes when he's happy, when he's tired, when he's irritated, and when it's Tuesday, so it's hard to draw conclusions. Unless you peeked ahead to the last panel first to check for cliffhangers. But Johnson would never do that. "Johnson," says Biddy, his chin jutting out in firm resolve. "I'm gay." "Pinky swear," says Johnson. "Huh? Oh, sorry, scrolled too fast. I mean, I'm here for you, Biddy. Totally got your back if anyone ever gives you shit." "Thanks," Biddy says, shoulders slumping in relief. "But you can't tell anyone, okay? Promise me." There's a light, shave and a haircut, 2 bits, knock at the door. And Biddy's voice says, "Johnson?" "Come on in," Johnson calls. He's lying on his bed reading a biography of Dominic Hasek, because he's never really gotten to have any interest beyond being a goalie, also because Dominic Hasek is the shit. Biddy tentatively perches on Johnson's desk chair. "I found out what dibs are," he says. "Why would you do that for me? I haven't even made you that many pies." Johnson shrugs. Obviously, he has to give Biddy his dibs. It's one of the main reasons he exists, beyond the fact that the team has to have a goalie. It makes, like, narrative and artistic sense for the protagonist to have as many reasons as possible to appear in the primary setting of the team's social interactions, he says. "And I'm right across the hall from Jack, so, you know." "I really don't," says Biddy. Johnson sets the book down on his chest and tucks his hands behind his head. "Sometimes I wonder what Shitty would think of all of this," he muses. "I bet feminists have got opinions about queerbaiting. I mean, it probably doesn't count as queerbaiting if the two of you really are going to end up together,
And it looks like that's where this is heading, giving the stories like cultural context and, you know, the creator's background. But so far, Jack has been depicted as straight, which just kind of makes me wonder. Is it queerbaiting to tease a relationship if one of the characters is canonically queer? Or is that, like, just regular old unrequited feelings? Says Biddy. Are you saying Jack isn't straight? Whoops. Johnson is way better at staying out of other people's storylines and canon. This main character shit is harder than it looks. Well, says Biddy, sitting down on the bleachers next to Johnson. I guess that's it. For now, Johnson agrees. He'll probably show up in the NHL after Jack graduates to avoid copyright problems. But this is just about the end of his role in Biddy's story. Biddy sighs. The end of a season feels so anticlimactic when you don't win the championship. Somebody slips on the ice, the puck hits a funny bump, and there you have it, we're packing up our things. The end of your season was pretty climactic, bro, Johnson points out. I mean for the team, though. Yeah, Johnson gazes out at the empty rink. Funny how invested you get, he says, staring at the goalposts. Like, I've never cared more about anything in my life than the location of a piece of frozen rubber, and that makes sense for me, because I don't really have anything else to care about. But I think about how many hockey players out there do have things going on in their lives, real important things, kids to raise and novels to write and stuff like that, and so many of them still care about nothing more than this piece of frozen rubber. And that's weird as hell, but I don't think they shouldn't. The people that frozen rubber matters to, it really does fucking matter, dude. It's powerful shit. You know, says Biddy softly, I think this is the first time I've ever felt like I really understood you. And like, it's not even a real piece of rubber. Johnson gestures vaguely in the direction of the equipment storage closet. The rubber doesn't exist outside our collective consciousness. I guess people dig it because they like to know what kind of arc to expect. People who care about real rubber, all their narrative satisfaction comes from coincidences, and those don't always work out to a happy ending. Like, nobody on the planet has ever been sadder than a Philly fan when Richards handed Carter the cup. Biddy's moment of clarity has clearly passed. I'm just saying, dude, says Johnson. If you think about how strange it is for people to care so much about sports, and then how much stranger it is for them to care about fictional depictions of sports, and then how much stranger than that it is for them to care about a fictional athlete who's barely even mentioned in the fiction, it's super dupes illogical that anyone's even reading this. Reading what? Asks Biddy. Johnson shakes his head. Nothing. No, stop doing that. Biddy sounds mad. Johnson turns to look at him. Yep, that is definitely a pissed off Biddy right there. You keep talking like we're not real and then expecting us all to just ignore it. What is this? Some kind of performance art thing? Are you messing with us? Do I need to get you some professional help? Whoa. Okay, that never happened in canon. Just a thought exercise, Bits. Philosophy major, you know? Sorry, bro. Didn't mean to upset you. Sure. Biddy stares out at the ice. After a long time, he says, In this thought exercise you're living, you said Jack and I get together in the end? Well, it's not like it's canon. This version of Biddy won't even exist in another paragraph. So why the hell not? Yeah, Biddy, says Johnson. Yeah. You and Jack get together in the end. The end.